Hello, welcome. Welcome to the Sacred Word Audio Boo Podcast. This is Myra on this February the 2nd, 2011. Please take time to create a sacred space for you and God to be together so that we can share this time in peace, in calmness, in quiet. Since I am recording this before bedtime, I have asked God to help me by sending divine assistance of His angel for this hour. The angel of this hour represents the peaceful transition into the night. It is the hour that completes the cycle of the day. We ask for the grace of the Holy Spirit, and most especially for the gift of acceptance and forgiveness, as we take a moment to pause and briefly review our day and resolve to do better tomorrow. We will be reading from the Gospel of Luke chapter 2. As we enter into the story, please pay attention to a word or a phrase that God wants to speak to your heart today. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons in accordance with the dictate in the new law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was a righteous and devout man, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Messiah of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, Simeon took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people, Israel." The word of the Lord. Lord Jesus, may we always hope and trust in your promises. You know, Lord, you always surprise and amaze me, time and time again, with the tenderness and gentleness of your touch. Your touch infuses my heart with holy power, and I feel the fire of your love burning in my heart. Thank you. Amen.